Good evening, listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of In My Shoes. Tonight, our guest comes from the area. I got my secondary school in Tri-City. David Thompson is a participant on the Forex trading platform and is here today to share his experiences with this amazing market. Good night, Mr. Thompson.
Hello, good night, Chester. Good night to all the listeners here this evening. Thank you for your time.
Chester, it's fine. And thank you for being here, Mr. Thompson. I just want to let the listeners know that this episode is once again happening on Zoom, so you might experience a little lag in between voices. Thanks for your patience and understanding. Mr. Thompson, how do you feel being on the show tonight?
Well, I must say that I'm excited to be here. On occasion, had the idea of having my own podcast show. I never thought I would be the guest on one. And more or less talking about forex trading. You know, so it's a great joy for me to be here. While I'm at that point, I must say that I'm inspired by what you are doing with this podcast, and I'm proud of you, Chester. And I wish you all the best moving forward with your show.
Thank you. Now, firstly, explain to the audience, I have a fair understanding, but tell the audience what is forex trading.
Well, that forex trading is, I'll try to be as simple as possible because, you know, forex trading is a quite expansive, you know, it's a large world, it's the largest financially traded market in the world, alright, trading at $5.3 trillion daily.
So wow.
It's quite complicated when you take technicals and so on into account. But to be as simple as possible, I mean, if you're a person that has ever traveled before, let's use the United States for example, and you would have had to, of course, change our currency, TT dollars, to US dollars.
Yes.
And, you know, have purchasing ability when you travel to the United States, then you would have in itself participated in the forex market. You know, so there's quite a lot of apprehension towards it when people hear about forex trading. And, you know, it's really for lack of understanding, you know, but we participate in forex trading on a daily basis, you know, our banks, all our financial institutions where we would, you know, that we would trust to hold our money for us, they participate in forex market and forex trading, you know, so it's quite more accepted and
acceptable. You know, are you trying?
It's quite more accepted than people would give
it credit for. Okay. What is the average you said? Forex trade 3.3 trillion a day on the forex market compare that to the stock market.
Okay, well, the forex market I said trades at $5.3 trillion daily. Right now, that figure in itself is a bit aged, right? When I started, I've been trading forex for the past 7 years. And when I started trading forex, it was trading at $5.3 trillion. Now, in actuality, it's actually it's more around 5.7 and upwards of that $1 trillion daily. And when you compare that to the stock market it's dwarfed by what the forex market does. The stock market trades $20 billion a day. Alright? If you were to take the equities market into account as well, the equities market trade at $191 billion per day. The futures market, again, on the other hand, trades $437 billion per day. Alright? So even if you were to sum all the others up, the stock market, the equities market, the futures market, they would only make up or account for 20% of what the forex market does per day. Alright? So it by far, as I said, dwarfs all the other financial markets that is traded on a daily account, all right? To put even more perspective into this, I mean, the U.S., United States, GDP ranges between $16 and $19 trillion yearly, all right? Let me repeat this again. The United States has a gross domestic product, all right, of $16 to $19 trillion yearly. I just said that the forex market trades $5.3 trillion daily. So the forex market accumulates more volume than the United States does. Over a period of a year, the forex market does it in 1 week. Alright, so that is just a comparison there to the general scale of the size of the forex market compared to the other financial markets.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It truly is. And we have a little less than a minute left in this segment. But tell us, are you satisfied with your trading thus far?
Well, the answer is yes, in short. Like I said, I've been trading for the past 7 years. Now, it hasn't been always a walk in the park. I spent the first 3 years of that period losing money. Alright, now, there's a misnomer about in the world of forex where, you know, people online, you will go online, you will you know. You can do this, you can buy a big house, you can buy a Lamborghini, you can do this. They sell you the fantasy. And I'm not saying that it is not possible, all right, but it requires quite a lot of work. Trading Forex is a skill, all right. It's not a gamble. It's not something that you come in and you take a chance and you gamble. It's quite calculated, all right, at least for the people who participate in the Forex market successfully.
Yes.
It's a calculated skill that you need to harness over a period of time. It requires discipline, all right? It requires patience, and it requires a belief in a strategy that you would have to develop, all right? If you find strategies that will work for you, whether it be a technical strategy or a fundamental strategy. Fundamentals will be based on the economy and things that are happening around the world and how the news will affect the markets. The technical aspects is actually doing the charts analysis, all right? So you're looking at your trend lines, you want to identify your trends, you want to identify price actions and what direction the market will move in and so on. All right, so it's really a lot of work like any other job. It's just fortunate that, you know, the rewards are so handsome, you know, if you do it the right way.
Okay. And where a portion to manage over time for the segment, so we'll cut it here, and when we get back, we'll talk about your introduction into the Forex market. Yeah?
Sure, no problem. Absolutely.
I saw this is in my shoes. We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back to In My Shoes. We're here with Mr. Thompson on a Zoom call talking about Forex trading. Mr. Thompson, how was your break?
It was lovely. Anticipating the continuation of the show.
You're all rehydrated. Drink water. Take a piss. Yeah.
Yes, I'm rehydrated.
I told them you go. Tell us about your first introduction into the Forex market.
Okay, no problem. Well, I was introduced to Forex and the Forex market by a very good friend of mine. Alright? I spent most of my employment life working in the restaurant industry, in the hospitality industry. At that point in time, I was a restaurant manager at a restaurant called the Soho on the Avenue. And my friend, he contacted me and, you know, informed me that he had some information to share with me that he thought I might find valuable. So I set up the meeting with him, and he came with his iPad, him and his wife, and you know, they broke it down for me. Now I didn't fully grasp it at the point in time. I don't know if it's because, you know, when you have the responsibility as a restaurant manager, you know, you can't enjoy your time off, especially when you're on site. So I was just sitting with him, and I think he didn't have my full attention. But I was interested. So I followed up with him, and, you know, well, time passed. I can't give you minutes of what happened, but, you know, I eventually followed up with him, and I enrolled in his program. He was offering a mentorship sort of program where he would teach you how to trade the Forex, and you would also be able to trade on a live platform, taking trades that he would also help take. And that is how it started, and it progressed from there. You know, like I said earlier in the interview, I spent the first 3 years, you know, trying to maneuver through the markets, you know, trying to learn the technicals. I was never much of a fundamentalist, but over time I learned to incorporate it into my strategy. Right, so I spent a lot of time getting burned, losing money, a lot of years, you know, losing money, getting burned. I would get paid, I would, you know, make a deposit from my salary into the account, I would lose it, and I'd be like, wow, I'm losing this money so quickly, you know, then I'd be wondering where my salary going by the time the middle of the month, you know. So I took some burn, you know, I burned it to learn, you know, as the local saying goes, you know, but over time, I got better.
Yes.
You know, I applied, you know, more discipline, because like I mentioned before, again, discipline is very important. It's a skill, you know, and it's not one to be taken for granted. You can't gamble in the Forex market because you could lose your money in the
overnight,
you know. So I just progressed, you know. If I was to give you my full story, the interview, I don't think you have enough time, you know, but I progressed from there. That's how I got into the Forex market, and well, I'm here now, 7 years after, doing well. I started a business. It's an exclusive investment service that I, you know, I offer to friends and, you know, referrals, and yeah, I'm just growing day by day, week by week, year by year.
Okay, so I wanna ask you that friend. He is considered your upline, right?
Well, you can phrase it like that, yes. He's the one that really introduced me to Forex in that way. So, yeah, on a multi, if you want to consider it in a multi level aspect, you can refer to him as my offline, yes.
Now, the question I wrote down is, who's your upline?
Who's my upline? Are you asking me if I have a Forex trading mentor?
Yes.
Well, I have some support, a lot of support systems, but I don't have any one individual that I would highlight as a mentor per se, anyone that I would, you know, personally with as a mentor. But I do follow quite a few investors, like reputable investors. You know, because my intention is to transcend beyond the Forex trading, you know, and diversify my business. You know, the plan is to get into real estate and, you know, large scale investing. So
yes.
my mentors wouldn't be an upline who is someone who is just a Forex trader. It would be people who would have the experience in terms of investing, because when you're trading Forex, as you get older in it and you get experience, you become to understand that, you know, it's a form of investing, you know, that's how you have to treat it. So, you know, I follow people like Robert Kiyosaki, John Maxwell, you know, quite a few of these type of guys, Grant Cardone, you know, Dan Locke, you know, these are the guys who I would look at their material, you know, based on the success that they have already had, and based on also on the fact that they have traveled the road that I am, you know, now trying to journey on, and, you know, just take little nuggets out of their experience and try to apply to my goals and my objectives.
Okay, you're calling these people and three from my research comes to mind. Melly Mel's, David Maloney, and Gary McSween. Have you ever heard of them?
Well, the second name you call, Mitchell, the name seems familiar, but I can't say that I'm familiar with their material. You know, there are so many success stories, Chester, that you can, you know, you can look to for inspiration and guidance, you know. And the thing about it is, you need to be so focused that you can ascertain and identify what would apply to you and what you are trying to achieve. You know, so, I mean, you will speak with different people and they will tell you about different success stories. But those success stories would be relative to them based on the path that they want to take and what they want to achieve. You know, so, like I said, you know, I follow, you know, those names that I mentioned before. And I pick the nuggets out of, you know, their experiences, just like I try to impart that upon some of my students, because I have a Forex mentorship program where I mentor students who are interested in Forex and so on. You know, so in doing that, I'm imparting my experience and my knowledge onto them, you know, because they're interested in following in my steps. You know, they've seen my work and they, you know, they feel that it's relative to what they can achieve as well, what they can apply. They can take the nuggets out of my experience and apply it to their goals and aspirations in helping them to achieve what they want to achieve.
Okay, so I'm the type of person that before I start anything, I wanna know everything about it.
Right.
What should I know before joining Forex?
Well, the most important thing I would advise anyone when they're interested in getting into Forex is not to invest any money that you cannot afford to lose. That is the first and foremost. Alright? Do not invest any money that you cannot afford to lose. If you know that the money you're planning to invest, you're going to need that money to pay your rent or buy your food or pay your mortgage or whatever, then, in essence, you cannot afford to invest in Forex trading. Alright, the second thing I would inform persons of is that past performance is no indicator of future results. So, I mean, in saying this, let me give you an example. It's like going to the casino, because a lot of people come to trade for it and it's like a casino, right? They come in and they may get lucky the first 2-3 times and they think that's it, they know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
And then with the next 2 times, you've lost everything. You know, you lost whatever you would have gained before. You lost it in the next 1 trade. Alright, so past performance is no indicator of future results. Alright, it is also keen to know that trading Forex to become successful and really see the type of returns that anyone would be, you know, expecting to have, it requires time. It really requires time, and it requires having that discipline. You really, really, really need to be disciplined, Chester. This is not for the faint at heart. All right, trading Forex is not for the faint at heart. So, I mean, I can give quite a few pointers. There's quite a lot, you know, that someone should take into consideration, you know, when they're thinking about getting into the Forex market, whether it be becoming a Forex trader or investing in the Forex market.
Okay, what was your payment method to join Forex?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? All I said was to join Forex.
What was your payment method?
My payment method?
Yes.
Okay. My payment method was through a credit card.
Oh.
But there are numerous ways that you can load a Forex trading platform to trade Forex. You
know, yes.
Credit card.
I've heard some people borrow the money.
Sorry, Chester, did you ask a question?
No, I said I've learned that some people even borrow money.
Yes. Well, in that regard, I mean, I never borrowed money for the Forex market. Like I told you, like I mentioned before, my source of funding was through my salary at my job, you know,
where
I would have been working over the period of time. I would allocate, you know, funding from my salary towards trading Forex.
Okay. We have to go now, 'cause we're 5 minutes past the cutoff time for this segment, but when we come back, you'll tell us about your job. Would you like to tell the audience? We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among all other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back, listeners. Mr. Thompson, tell the people, welcome back.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you again so much for your time, for tuning in with us here this evening. And let's begin this new segment.
Okay, so, tell us, what me know you worked in a restaurant? much less demand was this?
Well, at the point in time, I mean, if you're asking when I was introduced to the Forex, at the point in time, that was the Soho restaurant. But I did, I started off at Trotters, and it's a chain restaurant under the Trent name, right?
So
I spent some time there. Then I worked at Prime Restaurant, which was a fine dining restaurant down at Invaders Bay. I spent some time, I opened Buzo Italian restaurant there in the Woodbrook area. Many people may be familiar with that restaurant. I started off as a busboy, you know, clearing tables, you know, serving drinks, serving food. And, you know, I just developed a passion for it, you know, for serving people. And, you know, over time it just grew. I applied myself and, you know, and qualified myself up the ladder until the point when I became a restaurant manager.
Yes. You know? You were about to say something.
Well, I was just closing off, you know, I was just saying, well, you know, that was, you know, my time in brief, you know, in the restaurant industry. That's another story I spent by, that's another story by itself, another interview by itself, because I spent, you know, a little over 13 years working in the restaurant industry, so there's a lot that can be said for that period of time. In a nutshell, that was my experience. That was my growth process through the restaurant industry.
Okay, so you also said that you were introduced to Forex whilst working in the restaurant. How did you juggle work and trading?
Well, the Forex markets are open, you know, 24 hours a day, Monday to Friday. All right, so I used to come home and trade part time. I would trade in the night, you know, when I get home from work, or early in the morning, depending on which shift I would work, would be assigned to, you know. So I used to partake in the Forex market on a part-time basis, you know, as opposed to now where it's, you know, full-time. So it was quite easy to manage, because it's something I could have done in my free time, more or less.
Okay, so I learned that in the Forex trading, these some of your mentors would give different times for profitable treats. Did you ever miss out on some of them because of work?
Well, yes, of course, there were many times when, you know, I would get home in the night. Like, say, for example, I would work the day shift, all right? There are different trading sessions, all right? There's the U.S. trading session, which trades when the U.S. banks open at around 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
The London session, which trades from around 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., you know, between those hours until the U.S. Session begins. There's the Asian session operates at around from 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m. thereabouts until. So there are different trading sessions where you get a lot of movement happening in the market, right? One of my favorite sessions was the U.S. session. The U.S. session is when you find quite a lot of movement happening because the U.S. currency, of course, is one of the G7 currencies. There are seven top currencies that are traded. All right. So the U.S. session is by far, or in most instances, the most liquid session. And at that point in time, I would most times be on my way to work. So I was unable to capitalize on the U.S. session. The London session, as I mentioned, happens during the early hours of the morning period, like I said, between really 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. At that point in time, I would have been sleeping. So I would also be missing some of the opportunities to capitalize on the lucrative moves that the market would have made. So I used to really and truly just, you know, have little bites off of the Asian session in the nighttime when I get home from work, you know. And I mean, on occasion you would find some really nice opportunities, but most times you really won't. The market would be slowing down more or less at that point in time. So yes, there were quite lots of instances where I would log on to the charts and realize that I missed a move, and you know, I would be so down about it. And because you're always worrying, when is the next opportunity going to come? When is the next opportunity going to come? Forex market is not something, it's not a place where you sit all day, every day, and just trade. You know, you want to catch the best opportunities. So there'll be many times where even now, I mean, I'm a full-time forex trader and I still miss opportunities. You know, because you can never catch it all the time. You know, you can never catch it all the time.
Was it difficult for you doing both? I know you would have had to meet the work for a certain time, but yeah, up all night trading, and when the morning come you're tired. Was it difficult?
Yes, there was a level of difficulty too, but in most instances I think the difficulty really was, or could be attributed to instances where I would have taken a loss. You know, it would really be hard, or it was hard, you know, to go to work all day and come home and see, and you and I could pinpoint some of a novice mistake that new traders make here, which is, you know, what we call in forex trading FOMO, right?
Yes.
Missing out. So you would come and you would see a move taking place. And I'll give you another nugget of forex trading jargon here, which is, we say, of course, that you would buy when the prices are low, and
sell when it's high.
But a novice mistake would be to, because of the fear of missing out, you would come into the market and let's say you see a bullish movement taking place. Bulls are the ones that are buying. When the price is going higher, it's making a bullish move. When the price is falling lower, it's called a bearish movement. Alright? So you would come and you would see a bullish movement taking place and you would get excited, and because of the fear of missing out, you would enter a trade. And of course, due to the lack of knowledge and experience, and you would then after now when you realize, hey, what did I just do? It's because you bought at a high price. But I just told you, you don't buy high, right? You buy low and you sell high. So because of the fear of missing out, a lot of forex traders make that novice mistake of, you know, ill entries or entering trades at inappropriate time. And you know, that was on numerous occasions. Like I told you, I spent 3 years losing money. So just imagine how many times I made that novice mistake. And that's not the only mistake I would have made, but that was by far the most frequent mistake that I would make, would have made. And that was the difficult part of it, you know, because when you lose the money now, you're losing money, you're losing sleep, and then you're going to work the next day, and you're, as a restaurant manager, you're responsible for the entire function of the restaurant. So there were times when it was, you know, quite a lot more challenging than it should have been. So yes, I did have some difficulties with that.
Wow. Well, Mr. Thompson, I'd like to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Invitation, and I mean, just know, I mean, to you and the audience, that what we discussed tonight, as far as the forex market is concerned, is not even a flake of what can be said of this you know, this gigantic financial market, you know. So I mean, thank you again, and thank you to the audience for tuning and listening to this presentation.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Thompson. Is there anything you'd like to leave with the audience tonight?
Well, I would just like to say to the audience that I would encourage anyone with interest in learning the skill of trading the forex market to get involved, but get support, get mentorship, right? I don't want to use your show to plug myself and my business. I mean, Chester, you would, you know, supply information if anyone is requiring such information, you know. But you know, if you want change, you have to change the things that you do, you know. And having a 9-to-5 job is all well and good. It provides a certain level of security, but it keeps you, you know, it keeps you boxed in. All right. So my advice would be, if you're thinking about it, just get some support, get some mentorship, get some guidance. And it is legit. It is quite lucrative. With the right discipline and support, you can do very well. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this podcast on this night. And I'd like to remind you all to keep smiling. Keep your shoes on and keep walking. Good night.